Hi, my name is Kimberly, and I'm founder of Who Get in the Early Years, which is an international hub for supporting early years teaching, training, and inspiration. And with all the work I do, I'm all about empowering early educators and families to be the best version of themselves by creating that perfect blend of professional knowledge and development alongside valuing their well-being and self-care. So, hi, welcome to this week's podcast where we're going to be thinking about what you can be doing right now. So, it's that time of the school year where things should be winding down and we should be starting to think about our summer, maybe having a nice break. But actually, many of us are feeling really exhausted right now. We're at burnout. Our to-do lists are so long. And yeah, we just don't know what to be thinking about. Should we be thinking about the children that we've currently got and the last couple of weeks, perhaps, with those children? Should we be thinking about our summer holidays and how we're going to be spending these if we're lucky enough to have that luxury of time? Or should we be making plans now for the children that we've got coming to us in September in our next cohort? So let's begin by taking a little just breathe, because you're probably feeling really overwhelmed, as I've just said. So let's just take a moment to just breathe, do a quick body scan, and just think about how you're thinking and feeling right now. So start at the top of your body with your head. Think about how your head's feeling. Think about your forehead. Are you currently frowning, or is your forehead nice and relaxed? Then move down to your cheeks and your mouth and relax these. Relax those muscles, relax the tension. Then move to your shoulders. Lift your shoulders gently up and then lower them down and relax them. Think about your chest. Maybe take five big deep breaths in and out. So let's do those together. So deep breath in and out. 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 Last one, deep breath in and out. Okay, now move into your stomach. So just relax all the muscles in your stomach. Don't be tensing the stomach muscles in, just relax them. Now I want you to make contact with how you are contacting the floor or the earth right now if you're outside. So, are you contacting it with your bottom because you're sat in the seat? Can you feel the firmness of the chair beneath you? Can you feel your feet touching the ground? Okay, can you now move your toes slightly, give them a little wiggle, and just relax them, relax them one by one, relaxing each toe just in turn, finishing with your little toe. Okay, and take one last deep breath in and one last deep breath out. Okay, so hopefully just taking a few moments to rebalance yourself will help. Often, when our brains are so busy and we've got so much mental clutter going on, we forget to breathe, or we forget to breathe slowly, which sends our body into panic mode. So let's just bring a little bit of calm to ourselves. Now, something I like to do every single day when I get up is I like to do some journaling and some meditation or a body scan, but I also look to do a results list. So this is me thinking about what I need to do during the day to move that needle in my life, to make progress perhaps on the goals that I set, but also get the jobs done that are important and feel less overwhelmed. So we're going to think about our results list like a to-do list, three things, three results that we need to get by the end of the day. And when we write these down, we're going to write them down as though we've already achieved them. So, for instance, if one of the jobs on your list is to take a display down, you would write this down as though you've already done it. So, I have taken down my phonics display. So you'd write down three things that you need to get done today, and you'd think about them in terms of order of priority. So then give them a number, one, two, or three, and then think about why you need to get these jobs done. You don't need to write that part down, but just think mentally, why is it important that I get that job done today? Yes, there'll be other jobs that you need to get done during the day, but these are my three big ones. These are the three big results that I need to do today to move that needle in my life, to help me create some focus on my goals, to help me gain momentum on these, and to help me have focus so I'm not flitting around and I'm not doing a little bit of something and then a little bit of something else. I'm really focused on what it is I need to do right now. So that's something you can do. You could do it now if you're listening to this podcast in the middle of the day. You could do it if you're listening to the podcast in the morning, or maybe even if you're listening to this podcast before bed. Clear your mind before bed and write your result list ready for the next day, to avoid feeling that overwhelm. And then something else that I like to do, and this is a little bit of a handy tip for you, is I like to block out my time. So even if I feel like I only have, I know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour to work on one of those particular things on my results list, I set a timer on my phone or with Google for that amount of time, and I say, right, for that amount of time until my timer goes off, I have to solely focus on this one task that I'm doing. This isn't my time to be checking social media. It's not my time to go to the toilet. It's not my time to just do a little bit of online browsing and shopping. This is my time to be solely focused on this and not be distracted by anything else. Because often when we start doing a task, we'll just start getting into it, and then we'll think, oh yeah, I can see a notifications come up for WhatsApp on my phone. Oh, I'll just go and check that. And then by the time we've checked it and then we've returned back to our work, we've lost valuable time. It takes time for our brain to go back to what it was doing originally. And there's lots of studies that show how this way of working is really powerful, and that when we get distracted, it takes a certain length of time to become refocused again. So let's try and block out any distractions and become really super focused for that amount of time. And it really does work. I remember the days of it just being me and my husband living at home. And our father-in-law would ring us up, well, my father-in-law would ring us up, and he would say, oh, I'm going to bob round for a cup of tea in half an hour. And we'd be sat there on a Saturday morning, young, early 20-year-olds in our house. And yeah, it wouldn't be in the cleanest or tidiest of situations. But we decided that in that half an hour, we would blitz the house, we would make it smell, we would make it look really good and really tidy. And we did it. We even managed to put the oven on within that time and have a sausage sandwich and a cup of tea ready for my father-in-law when he came round. So when you become super focused on what it is you need to do and you don't get distracted, you'll amaze yourself with what you get done. So they're just a few little tips. But then I want to talk about things that you can be doing right now if you're feeling a little bit lost, if you're feeling a bit unsure about what it is you should be working on right now. Let's just talk through some of these things. So, number one, if you're feeling like you need to get super organized with your learning environment and be changing provision around and taking displays down, getting ready for your next cohort of children, just take a little pause right now. Don't touch your current provision. Don't change it around, because you have worked really hard to get your provision like this. And you've had your children, hopefully, that are coming to you in September, do their transition visits to you to get familiar with the environment, to get familiar with you. So if you take that time now to change it all, you are undoing a lot of that hard transition work that you've already done. So instead of completely changing all your areas, just look at each area in turn and maybe take some of the resources away that you have so that your areas are not as cluttered or are not as full and as busy, and offering children a smaller selection of resources within that area. I also like to keep some of my displays up as well, ready for my next children that are coming up to me to see and be inspired by. I think the empty classroom walls that we have in September, are quite sad, really. Let's keep the work up. Let's be inspired by the Reggio Emilia approach, where children's work is kept up on display or on exhibit for years. It's not whipped down so quickly. Keep it up there. And hopefully it will inspire your children to add to it or create new creations for new displays. Next, write a letter about yourself to your new children that you're going to get in September. This is really lovely, just to share a little bit of you with them. So I like to get everybody in the team to do this, and it can be as personal as you like. It could be you sharing a little bit about what you enjoy doing outside of work. Perhaps you've got a dog that you want to tell your children about. Perhaps you even want to share a photograph of you at the beach with your dog, talking about the sorts of things you like, maybe your favourite books to read to children. And this is really nice. You could print it out and send it home to the new children that you're getting in September, or you could put it up on your social media channels, your school website, whatever platform it is your children and families that are coming to you use. Okay, next, how about supporting that transition even further by creating a lovely video tour of your school, your setting, your home environment, and uploading it onto your portal or social media page? Thinking about the little things that are actually the big things for young children. So trying to capture these within the video. So what do children do on entry into your setting? Is there a space to hang their coats? What do the toilets look like? That's always something that daunts young children. It makes them worried. So show them, talk them through that process. Even though it might seem so straightforward to you that this is the toilet, this is where children go, this is where they wash their hands, this is how they dry their hands, this is what the soap looks like. Talk them through that process because it's such a big part of the day for young children. Where will children eat their snack? What will they eat their snack with or their lunch? Do you provide real plates, real knives and forks? Can you talk about that? Can you talk about and show where young children will sit to eat their food? Okay, next, I want you to look after you. Even if you spend half an hour today doing something for you, doing something for you that lights you up. It could be a short walk around the block. It could be you run yourself a nice bath. It could be that you're super short of time and you decide to just have a shower and you decide to put some essential oils onto a face towel and you put it into the bottom of the shower. Tea tree is really nice. And you just let the steam from the shower give you a little bit of a mini spa. Or it could be that you put some nice hand cream on. It could be something so small. It could be that while you're driving home from work, you make a real point of putting on your favourite music. So this is something that I realised I hadn't done for such a long time. Every time we go in the car, I feel like I'm with Oliver and we're listening to his favourite nursery rhymes. We're listening to some audio stories. We're listening to Tractor Ted. Which is lovely, and I love doing this, but actually, I forget about myself. And when I've done the nursery drop off and I'm back in the car, I tend to put a podcast on, but it's usually a work-related podcast. So, yesterday, when it was just me in the car, I thought, do you know what? I'm going to put on some of my favourite music. And this just really uplifted me. It'd been quite a busy day, and just putting my favourite music on, making a point to sing along, even at the traffic lights when the other cars around me were probably looking and thinking, what is she doing? This was really good. It lifted my mood, it brought me so much joy, and it was great. So, do a little bit of something that's going to bring you joy today. As I say, it could be something like looking for glimmers while you're outside. This is a fleeting moment of beauty. This was another focus that I had for a walk that I took yesterday. I was looking at the hydrangeas that had just bloomed in my neighbour's garden and how these were really blue. And I was thinking to myself, I've never really seen such blue hydrangeas, which then made me curious about the type of soil that they were growing in and wondering why my hydrangeas in my garden were not flowering yet. But also they always come out a nice purpley colour. So yeah. It started that curious thinking in me, but it was my time to think. Okay, next, think about your autumn term. Maybe order some resources or get organized for your autumn term if you're following any particular plans, like my Wanderlust plan, sorry, my Rewilding Wanderlust plan, and get organized by purchasing the resources that you need. My autumn planning booklet is available now if you want to pre-order that. So that will arrive ready for the start of term. So it's thinking about what you need to do in terms of your planning just to help you be organized to start the new year calmly. And then lastly, I want you to think about how you can celebrate the children, the year that you've had with these wonderful children, maybe even longer if you're a childminder and you've had these young children since birth. What can you do to really celebrate the time, the memories that you've created together? Can you create a mini hygge celebration event? Could it be a lovely picnic in the park? Could you make a little video montage and put some special music behind it that you can share with your families and your children to just show that you value such a special time with them and how lucky you are to do this job? And be able to make so many treasured memories with these young children. One of my favourite end of year celebrations that I enjoyed doing with my reception children was organising a big water play day. So everybody brought their swimming stuff with them to reception that one particular day, and we as staff set out our outdoor area. It was a lovely sunny day. We made sure we had some nice shady areas, but then everything that was out was just around water play. And we had the fun type of water play stuff out. We made a big water slide down the hill, which was so much fun. We had lots of like things out to have a water fight, and we had the sprinklers out. Oh, it was just great fun, and it was such a memorable day. And then we organised for the ice cream van to call in and serve everybody an ice cream as well at the end. So, oh, it was just lovely and so nice to create memories together in this way and just celebrate the time that we've had together. So, that's what I'm thinking about you and me right now, what we should be focusing on, what we should be doing to try and bring a little bit of calmness into our day, into our week. So I hope that helped. Let me know. I can see that our podcast numbers are going up and up each week. So that's really lovely and positive to see. And it makes me feel like I need to carry on doing that podcast. So thank you so much for listening. And if you wouldn't mind leaving me a review over on the platform that you use, whether that be Spotify or Apple, yeah, I'd love that. So thank you so much, and I will be back with you next week. Bye.